Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, December 15, 2024.
The search for Austin Tice. Austin Tice is an American journalist who has been missing in Syria since August 2012. He escaped from imprisonment in 2013 after spending over 5 months in a local prison. Recently, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was removed from power after 13 years of civil war, leading to a large-scale search for Tice. U.S. officials are actively looking for reliable information about his whereabouts. While there are no solid leads on where he might be, there is also no clear proof of his death.
UK considers new law on deepfake images. The United Kingdom is exploring a new law to make it illegal to create graphic deepfake images. This proposal, put forward by Baroness Owen, aims to protect individuals from non-consensual intimate images. Although the government hasn't yet supported this idea, it plans to introduce its own law next year. As deepfake technology becomes more widespread, concerns about privacy and consent are increasing. This new law seeks to address these issues and provide better protection for individuals.
MicroStrategy joins NASDAQ 100 index amid Bitcoin surge. MicroStrategy, a business intelligence company from the United States, is set to join the NASDAQ 100 index on December 23, 2024. This move comes after a significant rise in the company's stock price, which has increased more than 6 times this year. MicroStrategy currently holds about 423,650 bitcoins, valued at around $42 billion based on recent market prices. The company began investing in Bitcoin in 2020 to protect its reserve assets. Analysts expect that joining the NASDAQ 100 will attract more investments and enhance the company's presence in the market. Recently, Bitcoin reached a price of about $100,000, marking a major achievement for the cryptocurrency.
Ilya Sutskever on AI unpredictability. Ilya Sutskever, the former chief scientist at OpenAI, recently shared his insights on artificial intelligence during an award ceremony in Vancouver, Canada. He believes that improvements in AI's thinking abilities will make it less predictable. Sutskever pointed out that while computing power is increasing, the growth of data isn't keeping up. This shift could have major effects on technology and our society.
Iran nuclear program update. Iran will not block the International Atomic Energy Agency, known as the IAEA, from inspecting its nuclear sites. Mohammad Islami, the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, stated that the country will allow stricter monitoring at the Fordow facility. This site has experienced a significant increase in uranium enrichment, reaching 60% purity, which is close to the weapons-grade limit of 90%. The IAEA has reported that Iran is speeding up its enrichment activities, raising concerns about the nation's nuclear intentions and its compliance with international regulations.
UN resumes human rights work in Venezuela. The United Nations is restarting its human rights work in Venezuela. This decision, announced by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, comes despite previous conflicts with President Nicolas Maduro's government. There are serious concerns about human rights in Venezuela, especially following the recent presidential elections. Investigating violence during demonstrations and releasing political prisoners are top priorities for the UN. The organization plans to address these critical issues directly in Caracas, the capital of Venezuela.
Syrians celebrate new leadership. Thousands of Syrians gathered in Damascus, the capital of Syria, for the first Friday prayers since President Bashar Assad lost power. This marked an important moment for the country's politics, as large crowds filled the historic Umayyad Mosque and the main square, celebrating the new leadership. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with regional allies to discuss Syria's future and called for a temporary government that includes everyone. These gatherings took place nearly a week after rebels took control of Damascus, ending decades of Assad's rule.
U.S. and China renew science and technology agreement. The United States and China have reached a new agreement on science and technology cooperation. This important deal, originally signed in 1979, aims to improve collaboration while addressing security issues. The agreement was renewed after it expired on August 27, 2023. The updated terms include stronger protections for ideas and inventions, along with better safety measures for researchers. This agreement will be in effect for 5 years, reflecting ongoing efforts to manage the complex relationship between these two major powers.
Arrest of former Brazilian Defense Minister. Walter Braga Neto, the former Defense Minister of Brazil, was arrested by federal police in December 2024. This arrest came after serious accusations that he was involved in a scheme to overturn the results of the 2022 presidential election. Braga Neto had previously served as chief of staff for former President Jair Bolsonaro and ran for vice president during Bolsonaro's unsuccessful re-election attempt. The federal police executed an arrest warrant and conducted searches related to these coup allegations. The political climate in Brazil remains uneasy as the country navigates the fallout from the election and ongoing inquiries.
South Korea's National Assembly impeaches President Yoon Suk-yeol. The National Assembly of South Korea has voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol. The tally was 204 votes in favor and 85 against. This historic decision comes after public protests against Yoon's brief period of military rule. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo will take over presidential duties until the Constitutional Court decides Yoon's future. The court has up to 180 days to make its ruling. If Yoon is removed from office, a national election must be held within 60 days. This important moment is shaping South Korea's political history.
Clashes in Jenin, West Bank. Clashes erupted in Jenin, a city in the West Bank, Palestine. Militants faced off against Palestinian security forces, resulting in one death. Tensions have risen between armed groups and the Palestinian Authority, which is led by President Mahmoud Abbas. These confrontations followed recent raids carried out by the Palestinian Authority in the area. In recent years, Jenin has become a center of conflict between Palestinian militants and Israeli forces.
China's central bank plans reserve requirement cuts. China's central bank, the People's Bank of China, is set to lower the minimum reserve requirement to help boost economic growth, aiming for a target of around 5%. They have already reduced borrowing costs and injected cash into the economy to address ongoing economic issues. These decisions can have a significant impact on international markets, which can affect trade and investment around the world.
Brazil's action against illegal gold mining. Brazilian authorities have arrested Harley Sandoval for unlawfully shipping around 294 kilograms of gold from the Amazon rainforest. This gold was sent to the United States, Dubai, and Italy. Police investigations, supported by advanced technology and satellite images, helped trace the gold's origins. Illegal gold mining may account for half of Brazil's total gold production. This significant action aims to protect indigenous lands and tackle environmental harm.
Trump's plan for the U.S. Postal Service. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, is considering turning the U.S. Postal Service into a private company. Since 2007, the Postal Service has lost over $100 billion. For the financial year that ended on September 30th, it reported a loss of $9.5 billion, which is $3 billion more than the previous year. Trump discussed this plan with Howard Lutnick, his choice for Commerce Secretary, at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. This change could significantly impact the online shopping industry, especially for major companies like Amazon that rely on the Postal Service for their deliveries.
Italy's role in Stellantis' future. Italy's industry minister, Adolfo Urso, stressed how important Italy is for the future plans of Stellantis, a major car manufacturer created from the merger of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and PSA Group. Urso pointed out the need for Stellantis to protect its factories in Italy. This follows the resignation of Carlos Tavares, the former CEO of Stellantis. An important meeting is scheduled for December 17, 2024, to discuss the future of the automotive industry in Italy. The government is seeking substantial financial support from Stellantis to maintain a competitive auto sector.
North Korean troops deployed to Ukraine conflict. President Zelensky of Ukraine has announced that Russia is sending North Korean soldiers to assist with military operations. This marks a significant increase in the ongoing conflict, which has lasted for over 34 months. Ukrainian forces began their advance into the Kursk region of Russia in August 2022. The arrival of North Korean soldiers could greatly change the dynamics of the conflict and raise military tensions in the area.
Senegal's 2025 budget and economic outlook. Senegal is projecting a budget deficit of about 7% of its total economic output in 2025. This is an improvement from the 10% deficit revealed in a recent audit, which found larger debt figures than previously reported. As a result, Senegal's $1.9 billion program with the International Monetary Fund has been put on hold. The audit also showed that the deficit at the end of 2023 was over 10%, compared to an earlier estimate of around 5%. The budget proposal includes plans for a domestic bond market aimed at the diaspora, valued at 1.5 trillion CFA, which is roughly $2.4 billion. Economic growth for the coming year is expected to be 8.8%, driven by new oil production. The government is focused on implementing a careful financial strategy to manage its debt sustainably.
Assad's departure to Moscow. Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, has fled to Moscow, Russia, after losing control of key cities in his country. In a meeting on December 2, 2024, he expressed his anger to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi over Turkey's support for Sunni rebels who are trying to overthrow him. This event marks the end of more than 50 years of Assad family rule in Syria. Iran has been a strong ally of Assad throughout the long civil war, and his departure represents a significant shift in the region. The situation raises serious concerns about the future of Syria and the roles that Turkey and Iran will play in the ongoing conflict.
Iranian rial hits new low amid economic tensions. The Iranian currency, the rial, has fallen to a new low, with 756,000 rials needed to buy $1 on the unofficial market. This drop follows a previous rate of 741,500 rials. Currently, Iran's official inflation rate is around 35%. Many Iranians are seeking safer options for their money, which has led to an increase in buying US dollars and other strong currencies. Financial instability persists due to ongoing conflicts related to Iran's nuclear program and political changes in the United States.
Shooting incident in Lune-Plage, France. A tragic shooting happened in Lune-Plage, a town in northern France, on December 14, 2024. Four people lost their lives, including two security personnel and two migrants. A 22-year-old man surrendered to the police after the incident. He is suspected of having killed a fifth victim in a nearby town earlier that day. The reasons behind this shooting are still unclear.
Italy grants citizenship to Argentina's president. The Italian government has granted citizenship to Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, because of his Italian roots. His sister, Karina, also received citizenship. This decision has upset many Italians. Critics, including Riccardo Maggi, a politician from the opposition party Plus Europa, have called the decision unfair. Currently, laws in Italy require foreigners to live in the country for 10 years before they can apply for citizenship. Additionally, children born in Italy to foreign parents must wait until they turn 18 to apply. The quick approval of Milei's citizenship has raised worries about discrimination against young Italians.
Impact of proposed tariffs on Canada. Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe warns that a proposed 25% tariff from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump could seriously damage Canada's food and energy sectors. He emphasizes that these tariffs would create significant problems for the economy on both sides of the border. This situation raises serious concerns for Canadian producers and could lead to wider economic issues. Mo issued this warning on December 14, 2024.
American couple killed in Mexico shooting. An American couple was sadly gunned down while on vacation in Angamacutiro, Michoacán, Mexico. Local authorities identified the victims as Gloria, 50, and Rafael, 53. The shooting occurred on a Thursday when a black Ford pickup truck opened fire. Rafael was injured in the attack and later died at the hospital. Michoacán has high crime rates, which have led to warnings from the U.S. government. Travelers are advised to exercise caution when visiting this area.
Iranian-American journalist sentenced. An Iranian court has sentenced Reza Valizada, an Iranian-American journalist, to 10 years in prison. Valizada worked for Radio Farda, a U.S.-funded radio station located in Prague, Czech Republic. The court also banned him from living in Tehran for 2 years and prohibited him from leaving the country. The U.S. State Department has acknowledged Valizada's imprisonment, emphasizing the ongoing tensions between Iran and the United States.
Canada lifts investment limits for pension funds. The Canadian government is set to lift the limit that restricts pension funds from owning more than 30% of voting shares in local companies. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland made this announcement in Ottawa, with the goal of enabling pension funds, which manage over $3 trillion Canadian dollars, to invest more in local businesses. Additionally, the government will roll out a new phase of the Venture Capital Catalyst Initiative, providing $1 billion Canadian dollars for investment in 2025. This funding aims to support the growth of mid-sized companies and unlock up to $45 billion Canadian dollars for specific artificial intelligence projects. This initiative marks a significant move towards fostering innovation and economic growth in Canada.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.